You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled Create, Not Consume. On August 20th, 2025, Professor George I. DeVita, PhD, passed away. Dr. DeVita was a professor emeritus in computer science and electrical engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, UWM, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was a member of the faculty at UWM from 1970 until 2010. Dr. DeVita was also the director of the Center for Cryptography, Computer and Network Security at UWM. Dr. DeVita did groundbreaking and pioneering work in data encryption and cryptography and helped UWM's computer science program establish an international reputation, attracting such students including Satya Nadella, who went on to become chairman and still is chairman of Microsoft. Dr. DeVita was my initial graduate advisor when I was pursuing a master's degree and completing my master's degree thesis in computer science at UWM. Many years after I graduated from UWM, George hired me to become his patent attorney since I had earned my PhD in computer science and could understand his complicated encryption and biometric-related invention. George was the holder of 7 U.S. patents as sole inventor and 1 U.S. patent with a co-inventor for inventions related to cryptography and biometrics, including the very innovative concept of scanning the iris of the eye of humans to uniquely identify a person. George and I became good friends, and I would frequently have dinner with him in Chicago and Milwaukee. We had many interesting discussions about cryptography. During the eulogy at the funeral, Jacob DeVita, George's son, indicated that his dad told him and his sister Jessica to create, not consume. Jacob and his sister Jessica listened to that advice and both became very successful entrepreneurs, creating new and innovative businesses and business concepts. Jacob founded his own software company, and his sister Jessica, along with her husband Trey Hoppner, are the founders and owners of Performance Running Outfitters, a specialty full-service running shoe and fitness retailer with 4 locations in Wisconsin that has been named one of the best running shoe stores in the United States. George, Dr. DeVita, inspired me to create 4 new inventions using Galois Fields. I filed and received 4 U.S. patents myself on new inventions related to Galois Field. Now, most everybody listening to this podcast would have no idea what a Galois Field is or wouldn't even care, and I don't blame you for feeling that way. But a Galois field is just a specialty structure used to create encryption and cryptography systems. The important point to remember is we can all benefit from creating instead of just consuming. So how do you use the concept of create, not consume in your own life? I have just given you some examples about how, when you spend some time creating instead of consuming, that some very good and interesting things happen. You don't have to start a company, create new inventions, or file patents to be a creator in your own life. We are all guilty of spending most of our time consuming instead of creating. We spend hours scrolling on our phones, tablets, and computers through social media, binging episodes on streaming service, watching cable TV, etc. Consuming makes you passive in your life. The passive energy of consumption. Consumption is passive by nature, requires little from you besides your time, focus, and your attention. That's why it feels so effortless to let hours slip away on social media. Yet passive consumption rarely adds up to meaningful learning. Instead, it often leads to comparison, distraction, and a sense of restlessness. The real irony is that consuming more does not provide any gain in knowledge or any learning at all. True learning happens when you process, reflect, and apply information. that requires stepping into active creation in your own life, the active energy of creation. Creation flips you into an active mode in your own life. Creation has a different rhythm than consumption. While consumption often drains us quietly, scroll by scroll, episode by episode, creation has the power to energize us. When we shift from passive intake to active expression, we tap into a current of vitality that wakes us up, sharpens our focus, and leaves us more fulfilled. What are the benefits of creation? Creation builds clarity. Translating thoughts into words, designs, or actions forces you to understand them more deeply. Creation creates momentum. A single project often sparks more ideas, fueling a cycle of active creative growth. Creation leaves a legacy. Creation leaves behind something tangible, a story, a product, a craft, a company, an invention, a patent, a memory that wouldn't exist without you. Creation provides personal growth. Your energy and attention are precious resources. Every time you create, you prove to yourself that your voice, perspective, and effort matter, creating significant personal growth as well. So how do you create instead of consume in your own life? Consider these three things. Number one, set aside time for creation. Schedule it. Put create on your calendar on a daily basis, even if it's just 5 minutes. Protect it. Say no to consumption distractions during your creation time. Then repeat it. Be consistent with your creation time. Number two, engage in small acts of creation. Drawing, painting, writing, such as poetry, stories, journaling, doing music, learning or playing an instrument, singing, doing crafts, woodworking, pottery, sewing, photography, scrapbooking, and do-it-yourself projects are all acts of creation you can actively engage in. Number three, share your creations. Creation is amplified when it's shared. Sharing even a single thought, drawing, photo, memory in person or on social media can spark significant connections and connective feedback. Creation turns you from a passive observer into an active participant in your own life. Consumption is fleeting. Creation is lasting. When you create, you just don't add a layer of depth and richness into your own life. You create a positive impact for many others in the world. Till next time, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, creating new blog posts and podcasts once a week or so.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.